Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. The Gateway Arch National Park celebrating its 60th anniversary this October. That iconic structure has been woven into the identity of many of our region's businesses and organizations. And through Friday, businesses can submit their arch-inspired branding for the 60th anniversary exhibit. Let's find out more now from John Orell, public affairs officer and partnership coordinator at Gateway Arch National Park. He's in studio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Megan. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for coming in, John. I'm wondering, you know, why a display of how the arch is used by businesses and their branding as part of this celebration?
Well, I think the thing you have to think about is that for many businesses, the arch isn't just a symbol. Okay, it's really a nod to their pride in the St. Louis area. The arch is so much part of the DNA of this region that local businesses have taken pride in putting the arch either in their marketing materials or even in their logos. And so what we want to do as part of our 60th anniversary celebration, we're doing a special exhibit that's called Hey, It's the Arch. And we're just going to show off those logos. We're going to show off those marketing materials, car wraps, whatever, any local businesses, it doesn't matter how big, how small, what their field is. We just want to highlight them and show our 2.4 million visitors that come through the arch every year. Hey, look, this is how ingrained we are.
We just had a redesign of our hockey club's logo, and it includes the arch. It always has. But we updated it to include the arch. I mean, that's just so identifiable with what we have here in the Midwest. And I think of some of those classic advertising campaigns of the ladies flying on the magic carpet.
Yeah,
the guys sitting on the top of the arch. What do you feel like the arch does mean to this community?
Well, it's a focal point for the world. And not only just telling the story of westward expansion historically, but you know, people come across the bridge, they're coming downtown either from the Illinois side, coming from the west side of Missouri into the St. Louis downtown, and you can see it. You can see it for miles around. You know, one of the things that really drew me to working for the Arch was I grew up in this region. And so I grew up seeing the Arch daily from the Metro East side on the Illinois side. And it just brought me so much excitement and pride. And when I joined the military and I traveled the world, any time that I saw the arch, it made me think of home. And that's the thing. The arch is really indicative of home for St. Louis folks.
It's kind of a crazy structure.
Really is.
When you think about it.
Well, 630 feet tall, 630 feet wide, just a perfect, almost like a necklace curve. And it took a lot of engineering ingenuity to create this. And when you think about how far back, 60 years for the construction completion of it and all the years leading up to it, it was also one of the safest constructions ever for a monument. We had zero fatalities while building the arch. And that's a point of pride for us. And yeah, it is such a unique design and it's just so perfect for this cityscape and for the scenery of the city.
I think what always strikes me is I learned a couple of years ago about all the other designs that had been considered for that space that were fairly traditional, really.
Oh yeah.
And the risk that was taken to approve this design.
Yeah, and it was definitely not just the architect's vision, but it was all the believers in it, all the local civic organizations that supported it, all of the folks that were part of the deciding team to do this. It was definitely a team effort of, yeah, let's take the chance. We can do this. Let's make something unique and fun.
My husband has home videos that his dad took of the construction of the arch. Yeah. So, I mean, I think for a lot of families. So you are soliciting businesses to send in their branding materials with the arch. How many have you received so far?
Well, we've got a good amount so far, but we just want more. Mm-hmm. We just want everyone. We would love to have that that problem of too many rather than too little. Because we know that there are businesses and marketing firms and graphic designers all over the region that use the Arch or have used the Arch. I mean, we've been doing this for six decades now. We don't want just current day. Think about for the last 60 years, all the companies that have used it. So that's, we're looking for that fun problem of just too many. But we've got a good amount so far, enough to start the exhibit, which will start in late October. But the one thing I wanted to add real quick was we've actually extended the deadline past this Friday. So now businesses can go to gatewayarch.com by September 19th instead of September 12th. We just decided that yesterday. So September 19th, they can go to gatewayarch.com and submit their logos there.
John, thank you so much. Thanks. I hope you get a lot of good ones.
Us too.
There's a ton out there. Now I'm going to be looking for them.
Well, come on down to the old courthouse and check out the exhibit later in October when it opens.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Megan.
That is John Earl, Public Affairs Officer, Partnership Coordinator at Gateway Arch National Park, joining us this morning here on KMOX.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.